Are you one of those people who meticulously plans out your calendar of social events, of things to do around Sydney? Because I certainly am not. And sometimes I just feel really lost about how I navigate my own city and whether or not I even know what's actually going on, all the cool things, all the small little activities in the nooks and crannies that somehow appear on Instagram, after the fact. Well, I've got my producer, Beth, here, and she has rounded up some of the best offerings in Sydney in the next week in a brand new segment that we're calling, Beth...
Much to do on basically nothing.
There we go. All right, take it away, Beth.
As Sid was saying, a couple of weeks ago, we introduced this new segment. I was inspired by the fact that, it's tax time. We're all got a bit of a tight grip on the coin purse strings, and people don't want to waste money on, luxuries, like going out. But I am a firm believer that fun is fundamental.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
But yeah. So it's a fundamental aspect of your life. And just because money's on the brain doesn't mean you've got to stay cooped up inside, all week. So I've done a bit of research, and this week I found a few things to brighten up your week, and even better, they're all free.
All right. Yeah. Hit me.
Yeah. So first up, I've got a bit of a cure for the midweek blues for everyone working around in the CBD. If you want to take a break from crunching numbers or from listening to Mark from Finance yarping on about the numbers.
Mark.
Bloody hell, Mark. Every Wednesday and Thursday until November, the Sydney Conservatorium of Music is holding free lunch break concerts. So from 12:30 to 1:15 in their grand Verbruggen Hall. Apologise for the...
It sounds fancy,
pronunciation.
Though. I like it.
I'm not too sure how to say that. You can sit back and broaden your musical mind with a smorgasbord of music from the conservatorium students. So it's completely free, so just have to book ahead and you'll be sweet. My remedy for the midweek slump doesn't stop there. So you've gone back to work, all refreshed and jazzed after the lunch break concert. You've flown through the rest of your day. And after you've shut the laptop and filed the last of the paperwork, you can unwind at the Rigpa Sydney Tibetan Buddhist Meditation Centre in Newtown.
Ooh.
Yep, they've got free drop-in guided meditation classes. So they're held every Wednesday and Thursday from 6 p.m. and they run only on donations. So head on over there if you want to practice some self-care that doesn't involve spending some big bucks. And then finally, so Sydney's museum scene is about to be hit with a major bump in the road. You may have heard, or you might not have, I'm not too sure. But a while back, the New South Wales government announced that it's moving the Powerhouse Museum to Parramatta. And more recently, it's just been announced that the Australian Museum will be taking a 12-month hiatus. So these are some pretty big tourist attractions for Sydney. So, they're institutions. Almost every Australian primary school kid remembers the excursion to the Powerhouse Museum. It was a highlight, and I think the museums know that. So this weekend, both the Powerhouse and Australian Museums are opening their doors for free. So if you're looking for a way to get the kids off of Fortnite this weekend, or if you're just a regular museum goer and you want to get your last fix in before the museum drought, hit it up and explore the halls. This is actually great timing because this weekend coincides with the launch of the 2019 Australian Geographic Nature Photography exhibition. There's heaps to check out and it's completely free, so just book ahead because tickets are selling out fast.
I can't believe that they're finally moving the Powerhouse Museum. They've been talking about that for such a long time. It's going to be in Parramatta, and I saw that they were actually running a competition to see what the design would be like. And yeah, really interesting. I really can't wait.
I'm excited to go see it. It's near where I live, so 100%. That'd be great.
But hey, Beth, those offerings sound really cool. Thank you for filling us in and keeping us trendy here in Sydney.
All good.
And we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
There you have it. If you want to practice a little bit of mindful self-care, you can head on to Newtown for some Buddhist meditation or take in a symphony during your lunch break at the conservatorium.